This audio is a reading of the popular level version of my paper titled, How Do Christians Understand the Bible's Authority? Comparing Three Approaches to Scripture. It offers a simplified overview of three major views, Sola Scriptura, Prima Scriptura, and Sacra Scriptura et Traditio, explaining how each one approaches the authority of the Bible and its relationship to tradition, reason, and experience. Please note, for smoother listening, some elements such as section headings, the appendix material, and the full bibliography have been left out. To explore those resources, I encourage you to read the full written version at defendtheword.com. A companion academic paper is also available for those who wish to explore the historical and theological details in greater depth. D. Gene Williams, Jr., Ph.D. Defend the Word Ministries North Point Church Introduction Understanding the Bible and How It Relates to Other Sources Like Church Traditions has been debated for centuries. Christians have developed three main ways of thinking about this. Sola Scriptura, the idea that the Bible alone is our final authority. Prima Scriptura, the belief that the Bible comes first but allows tradition, reason, and experience to help us interpret it. Sacra Scriptura et Traditio, the view that both the Bible and church tradition are equally important. In this paper, I will explain these three views, give them the best defense possible, and show why I believe Prima Scriptura is the best way to understand the Bible's authority. We will also briefly explore how Sola Scriptura and Prima Scriptura often overlap in practice, forming a spectrum rather than rigid categories. The different ways Christians read the Bible. Sola Scriptura means the Bible is the ultimate authority for Christian faith and practice. This view became popular during the Protestant Reformation when people like Martin Luther argued that church traditions had gone too far, even conflicting with Scripture. Key Bible verses like 2 Timothy 3 verses 16 to 17 support this view, saying all Scripture is useful for teaching and equipping believers. Strengths. Sola Scriptura ensures that the Bible is the foundation of our beliefs, protecting against traditions that might contradict God's Word. It also empowers every Christian to read the Bible and learn directly from it. Weaknesses. Critics say this approach can be too rigid or lead to many different interpretations, as people disagree on what the Bible teaches without a guiding tradition. Prima Scriptura agrees that the Bible is the top authority but acknowledges that traditions, reason, and experiences can help us understand it. This view believes in learning from the early church and the teachings of Jesus, who often referenced Scripture but also used tradition to make points. Jesus as our model. Jesus respected Scripture but also challenged traditions when they went against God's will. For example, he criticized the Pharisees for misusing traditions that conflicted with God's commands. This balance demonstrates how Scripture can remain primary while tradition plays a helpful, secondary role. Strengths. Prima Scriptura provides a balanced way to interpret the Bible. It values tradition but does not let it overpower Scripture. It's flexible and historically grounded, making sense of how early Christians understood their faith. The spectrum between Sola Scriptura and Prima Scriptura. Many Christians operate on a spectrum between these two views. While Sola Scriptura focuses on the Bible alone, many who hold this view still rely on tradition and reason in practice, aligning closely with Prima Scriptura. Conversely, Prima Scriptura advocates often emphasize Scripture so strongly that they resemble Sola Scriptura in practice. This spectrum highlights how these approaches overlap and adapt to different contexts. Sacra Scriptura et Traditio. This view, popular in Roman Catholicism and Eastern Orthodoxy, says the Bible and church tradition are equally authoritative. Supporters believe the church has a special role in interpreting Scripture, citing passages like Matthew 16 verses 18 to 19, where Jesus gives Peter authority. Strengths. This approach emphasizes unity and continuity, helping prevent misunderstandings by relying on centuries of church wisdom. It also provides stability in Christian teaching. Weaknesses. Some think it gives too much power to church tradition, risking the overshadowing of Scripture. The importance of context. A big issue with interpreting the Bible is whether to read it plainly or contextually. For example, young earth creationists read Genesis literally, believing in a six-day creation. But Prima Scriptura encourages understanding Genesis in its ancient cultural context, focusing on God's sovereignty rather than the specifics of creation. Why context matters. If we ignore cultural and historical settings, we might misinterpret Scripture. Prima Scriptura allows for a deeper, more meaningful understanding. Conclusion: each of these views has its strengths. Sola Scriptura emphasizes the Bible's clarity and sufficiency. Sacra Scriptura et Traditio highlights the importance of church tradition. But Prima Scriptura, especially through the Jesus model, strikes the best balance. It respects Scripture's authority while recognizing tradition's value, guiding us in understanding our faith in a well-rounded way. By acknowledging the spectrum between Sola Scriptura and Prima Scriptura, we see that many Christians navigate these approaches fluidly. This flexibility, rooted in Scripture's primacy and enriched by tradition and reason, ensures we remain faithful to God's Word while engaging thoughtfully with the complexities of life and faith.